But other times, he's been cooking.
What kind of things does he cook?
Oh, all sorts of things. I've caught him cooking omelettes and spaghetti bolognese. And even caught him frying chips once. That was a bit scary because he could easily have burnt himself or started a fire.
Do you ever eat the things that Robert cooks?
No. It always looks lovely, but I must admit I've never tried it. Not at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No.
And the trouble is, he always leaves the kitchen in a terrible mess. The last time he sleepwalked, he spilt milk all over the place.
So, Robert, you don't know that you're cooking?
No, I haven't. I really am asleep, and afterwards I just have no recollection of having cooked anything.
You're getting some help to see if you can cure your sleepwalking, aren't you?
Yes. I've been going to a sleep clinic in Edinburgh, where they think they'll be able to help me.
Well, good luck with that. And thank you both for coming into the studio today. Now, we're going to take a break, but join us again in a few minutes. And finally today, the story of a sleepwalker who gets up in the middle of the night and goes to the kitchen and starts, you guessed it, cooking. Robert Wood, who's 55 years old, used to be a chef until he retired last year. We have Robert and his wife Eleanor with us in the studio today. Robert, tell us what happens.
Well, I've been a sleepwalker for about 40 years now. I think it first started when I was about 14 or so. Anyway, these days I get up about 4 or 5 times a week, and I always end up in the kitchen, and I start cooking something.
Do you always cook?
No, not always. I've done other things, too. I remember once I put the TV on at full volume, and once I filled the bath with water, although I didn't get in it. But I usually cook.
Eleanor, do you wake up when this happens?
Yes, I usually wake up because he's making a noise. I go downstairs and usually I find him in the kitchen. Once he was just laying the table